The village of Martin has an interesting history, which we'll hear about in a second. It also has a historic cemetery with a Civil War hero that would be worth a visit if you like historic cemeteries. Now let's hear from Joyce McGuire.
Just a very small farming community that's everyone knows everybody, and you go into town and you just plain know everybody. The first settler. Mumford Eldred came into Martin in January 8, 1836 to settle. He purchased 40 acres in Section 29. He brought just a horse, old Black Hawk, one yoke of cattle, and a cow. And he had a second wife and five children. 4 weeks later, he bought 40 more acres. He bought this land because there was a 30-acre opening there. The only problem was there was a small village of Indians. They were the remnants of the Ottawa and Potawatomi, and they gave him a little trouble. Well, when he planted his crops, and as soon as the corn and potatoes came up, they'd pull it and scatter it, and he found his horse missing, and his hogs were missing, and so he tried to get him to leave. And so he went to his shed and brought out an axe and was going to cut down a big pine tree that would fall onto their wigwams. And they went off to Wayland Township and settled there, and the same Indians, I think, are still there. Mrs. Mumford Eldred chose the name of Albion, but the state legislatures told them that was already chosen, so they suggested Martin for Martin Van Buren, who was president at the time. Martin Cemetery, there's Andrew B., and there's a few other Civil War soldiers there. It's Mumford Eldred, the first settler's grave. Andrew B., man that first laid hands on Jefferson Davis, and he asked for that to be put on his stone, and it is. There was a $100,000 reward on his head, and he shared it with General Pritchard from Allegan. The train went through just a mile south, the old Ann Urban. That was an intersection from Kalamazoo to Grand Rapids and Battle Creek to Allegan. And at the time, Kalamazoo was dry, and so people would go into Grand Rapids to buy their liquor and then have to become acquainted with the engineer to slow down a little to let them jump off before they got into Kalamazoo.
Look around a bit. Your next stop is just up the road a little way,